the Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50 verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Drum my song, drum my song, okay. my bedroom, your grace and mercy, your grace and mercy, your grace and mercy.
Hallelujah. Wasn't that beautiful? Clap your hands one more time for the Lord. All right. Is that Richard at the back? Is that Richard? All right. Well, it's a blessing to see you. Amen. And hello? Can you hear me well? I feel far away from you, so I think I should come down. What do you think? The church is getting more and more beautiful. His grace and mercy has brought us thus far. Amen. Trauma song. That's the choir. You misdirecting them. There are three rows. Put them here. Very good. I'm sure I'm confusing the people on the screen, but no problem. It's our church. Father, thank you so much for the blessing of today. We appreciate and love you. Grateful to you for everyone that is here. I'm asking that you speak to every heart and minister to us. Let your word be applicable to us. Lead us, guide us, deliver us. Be gracious to us. We thank and we bless you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Are you blessed? Are you excited? Ask your neighbor, are you excited? Amen. Well, we are indeed blessed to be here. And I'm going to turn me down quite low because the people are here and I'm here. All right. Okay. Very good. Is Krife still here? Krife, are you there? Okay. Very good. Fantastic. Right. Try and solve all our problems for us. Amen. God is a gracious God. Let those who believe shout amen. God loves his children. Let anybody who believes shout amen. And God has brought us for a good reason. If that believer says that you shout another amen. Wonderful. Well, it's a blessing and this is a flourishing service. There's nobody who comes to this service who will become languish in jail. Anybody who comes to this service will see flourishing life. May you experience the reign of God on your life. May you experience the grace of God on your life. Can I have an amen again? So, we are still talking about how we can flourish. Amen? Are you there? My church member, I'm happy to see you back in church. Hallelujah. How can we flourish? God wants you to do well. Tell your neighbor, God wants you to do well. Auntie Monica, Sunday you were missing, so I've been looking for you. I'm happy to see your face. God bless you. So, this evening I told Pastor Isaac that I'm coming to look for Auntie Monica. Then I was told you are here. Where's Pastor Isaac? Somewhere. All right. Amen. Right. So, God has a good plan for you. And I believe that God's plan will be fulfilled in your life. Do you believe it? Now, you see, life has a lot of challenges and difficulties. And if you do not apply your heart and your mind to the word of God, life will defeat you. But you will never be defeated in Jesus' name. Life will never knock you down and knock you out. Matilda, amen. God will lift you up and help you. Now, I need for you to understand that one of the ways to do well in this life is by saying what you believe. Oh, you should have shouted amen. Don't keep what you believe in your mind. Say it. The Bible says that the world in which we live was framed by the word of God. Amen. The world in which we live, with the world was framed by God's word. So I want to tell everybody in this service, frame your world by your words. Should have shouted amen. Frame your world by the words you speak. Amen. Your words will determine how your world will be. Are you there? So when you wake up in the morning, you must decide how you want the day to go. Are you here or going home? Yes. You must decide, Melanie, decide how this day will go. Don't let the world decide. But you decide how the world and the day will go. Can I have an amen? That is how you flourish. By controlling the world by your words. Frame your world with your words. Amen. Frame your world with your words. How you want the day to go. How you want your home to go. How you want your children to go. How you want your marriage to go will be determined by the things you say. It's a good message. Amen. Are you here or gone home? So, this is a very short message I'm sharing with you. And one of the most familiar verses you know in the Bible is Job chapter 22 and verse number 29. Job chapter 22 and verse number 29. Just two scriptures or so, and then we will carry on. Job 22:29. When men are cast down, Thou shalt what? No, I didn't hear you. When men are cast down, thou shalt. When men are cast down, thou shalt. What do you say? There is lifting up. Hallelujah. You see, when people are down, you can help them. Come. You are good at acting. So you are cast down, lie down. Before I can lift him, I must tell him there's a lifting up. I see a lifting up coming in your life. I see a lifting up coming in your life. You see, when men are cast down, they must hear something. They must hear something. They must hear something. Am I talking to anybody here? Every day, people come to me. I meet people at various points and various times, and my prayer every time is, the Lord, by the time they leave me, may they hear a word that will lift them up. Because when men are cast down, thou shalt say there is a lifting up. Come on, give another shout of praise. Amen. There is a lifting up. There is lifting up. There is lifting up. When men are, you see, we are living in a world when men are cast down all the time. There's so much discouragement, so much failure, so much disappointment. Some of you, maybe things haven't gone well today, the way you expected. But you didn't come to church, you come and hear that God is angry with you. You came to hear that there's a lifting up for somebody sitting in church today. May God lift you up. May God lift you up. I said, may God lift you up. Are you there? So Bible says, thou shalt say. Learn to speak. Being quiet doesn't impress anybody apart from the devil. The devil wants you to shut up. They want you to think depressing. They want you to think that things are not going to work out. Even if you think it's going to work, the devil, you see, your thoughts, Your words give life to your thoughts. Say, Bishop, say it again. Your words, they give life to your thoughts. Amen. So, everybody has things that come to our minds. Things come into your mind all the time. But what will give it life is what you say. Amen. If you have negative things occurring to you all the time, you feel like committing suicide, you feel like jumping from the 10th floor, you feel like life is let you down, you feel like all these negative thoughts, when you say them, it gives life to your thoughts. Am I talking to you here? Thoughts are in your mind, the things you think about. Amen. You think about some things, but when you speak, it is giving life to the things you are thinking about. Yeah. Amen. You are giving it life. So when you think that, oh, today will be a, today, I don't feel that today will be a good day, and when you say it, today will be a bad day for you, because you are giving life to your thoughts. Amen. And so in the same way, when you have a positive feeling that I'm going to do well in this exam, say it, this exam I've passed in the name of Jesus. You are giving life to your thoughts. Tell your neighbor, the man is talking to you. Are you here or going home? I want to submit to everybody here. If any negative thought occurs to you, don't give it life. Don't give it life. Do you understand it? Starve it. Starve the thoughts by refusing to say anything about it. Starve it. When you starve a rat, it dies. So don't give it life. Starve it. Starve it. When you're married and you feel your marriage is having some problems, as for this marriage, this man will kill me, oh, this woman will kill me, oh, this my children will kill me, oh. You are giving life to your thoughts. It's a very good message. Today, I just want us to make some declarations here before we go. Are you ready for some declarations? Are you ready for some declarations? We are going to give life to our thoughts. Amen. Your life will flourish. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? I'm excited. I said, I'm excited. Have you woken up and you felt, you feel some way? Have you felt that before? You feel dull, be some dullness around you. You feel that, oh, wow, do you understand? Yourself is not buying you, do you understand? That type of thing. Have you felt like that before? You feel dull. What is going on? Don't say that, today. No. Tell yourself, it's a good day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. It's a good day. It's a good week. It's a good year. It's a good month. July is a good month. Hallelujah. Don't consider the money in your pockets to determine your confession. Your confession will determine the money that will come to your pocket. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Are you there? It is not what is in your pocket that may determine what you say. It's what you say that will determine what will come into your pocket. What a word. What a word. Are you still in church? Are you still in church? So don't say, this month, it will not work at all. But they said, this month, I will enjoy the provision of God. I will drive a new car soon. Do you believe it? Good things are going to happen in your life. Let your confession determine where you are going. Amen. Look at this other familiar scripture. Proverbs chapter 18. You know how it is? This is always a short evening service, isn't it? Amen. Verse 21. Proverbs 18, 21. Can we all read together, if you don't mind? Read it loud and clear. Disturb everybody apart from yourself. Ready, go. All right. I want to say this. Your life moves in the direction of your words. Your life in the direction of your words. Hallelujah. Your life moves in the direction of your words. Yes. The way your life goes is determined by the things you see. Yeah. Yeah. No controversy. I feel I'm backsliding. You are backsliding. Either I've gone home. Yeah. I'm saying something. Yeah. This exam, I think I'll fail. You have failed already. You have failed. Because your life is moving in the direction of your words. What a word. What a word. What a word. Yeah. You have given life to your thought, and your life is moving in that direction. In that direction. Very serious. So you see, if you're going to live a flourishing life, you must control your tongue. Amen. Sometimes better not to say than to say the negative. Amen. That is why God was so gracious to Zachariah. He made him dumb. God was so kind. He said, you shut up, because the miracle I'm doing, if I allow you to speak, you spoil the miracle. That was one of the kindest ways God behaved. God showed Zachariah that one of the kindest things he did by making him dumb. He couldn't talk again. Don't talk again. Don't talk now. Because the angel appeared. The angel said that, Zacharias, God, I heard your prayer. You are going to have your wife is going to be pregnant, have a child. And the case, what are you saying? He said, shut up. From now, you can't talk again. Because if I allow you, you will spoil what I am doing. Sometimes it's a blessing to shut up. That is one of the kindest things God did, was to make Zachariah dumb so that he will not destroy his own miracle. It was only when the wife delivered that God said, you cannot talk. You cannot talk. Hallelujah. Don't destroy your miracle by your negative words. Don't destroy what God wants to do for you by your negative confession. Amen. Amen. This church is full. Amen. I said, this church is full. Amen. I see the crowds coming. Amen. They're coming from everywhere. Amen. They're coming from the east. Amen. They're coming from the west. Amen. They're coming from everywhere. Amen. This is the church is full. All the sites are full. Is there anyone who believes it? Yeah. Yeah. Our church is moving in the direction of our words. Hallelujah. It will happen practically. 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 Amen. What a blessing. I think what I've said, we can even share the grace and go home. I've said enough for you to chew on. Amen. Let's look at that scripture again. Proverbs 18, 21. Yes. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So if you will die, it is not in the power of the gun, your tongue. Yes, according to the Bible, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Amen.
And they that love it shall eat the fruit. There's nobody hearing me this evening who will end up as a failure. You will not end up as a disaster. There's nobody hearing me tonight who will die before their time. Amen. There's nobody hearing me today who will end up as a broke person. May God prosper you. May God favor you. May heaven help you. May new doors be opened for you. May you walk through open doors. May God prosper you financially. You will not backslide. You will not fail. You will do well. God is on your side. God will help you. Come on, shout your loudest amen. Sit down. Let me continue preaching to you briefly. Amen. It was James who said that the tongue is like a radar. The radar of the ship, directs the ship anywhere it wants to go. So, if you want the ship to go this way, just turn the little radar and it's going. Amen. Are you there? I said, are you there? Don't talk about the mountain. Talk to the mountain. Don't talk about it. Talk to the problem, not about the problem. Don't talk to the about the mountain. Talk to the mountain. There's a difference. Don't talk about your problem. Talk to the problem. That's what Jesus told us. If you shall say, not about this man, but to this mountain. These are the words of Jesus. If you have faith, you shall say to this mountain. Jesus taught us to talk to mountain, not talk about mountains. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? Jesus taught us. Some of us are good at talking about our problem. But Jesus said that if you can talk to the problem, not about the problem. I know you have a problem. But the way to deal with it is not to talk about it. And not to allow it to depress you. And your face is always long, twisted, twisted, contorted. Your face is fallen. I mean, what is going on? I know you have problems. Everybody has problems. But the way to deal with it is not to talk about it, but talk to it. Can I have an amen? Talk to this mountain. Jesus said that you shall say to this mountain. This you shall say to it. Is it there? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto, not about, unto this mountain. Amen. Unto this mountain. Helena, are you there? Say to this mountain, not about this mountain. Some of us, we when we talk about our problem, we are only attracting pity. Are you there? What do you mean, Bishop? Your face, what a shock. You like, no more sorrow when we go to heaven. It's true. But your sorrow here is too much, it's too deep. Your sorrow can take you to hell if you don't take care. Your sorrow started too early. Hello? Are you there? Say to this mountain. How many of you have problems around you? Yeah. They are there. Plenty. But they shall become plain. Bible says that. But Bible says, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed. Be thou removed. Amen. And be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he, those in which what? Not those in which he thinketh. So if you are thinking, but say it. I said, say it. Those in that which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he thinketh. He shall have whatsoever he saith. My Jesus. Are you there? Look, everybody, join me. Let's read it. Ready, go. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever.
Wow.
There are two words. Sit down, let me show you something. There are two words in this King James Version that must strike you. One is whosoever, and that is whatsoever. Whosoever, that means anybody. Not Reverend Pazzi, not the pastor, but whoso anybody. My Jesus. My Jesus. Anybody from the front to the back. Anybody is qualified to remove mountains out of your life. Can I have an amen? Abigail, are you there? Anybody, whosoever, anybody at all. Not the pastor, not the shepherd, not the bishop, but whosoever shall say. And then the answer that he shall have whatsoever. Anybody or anything. Whatsoever means anything at all. Anything at all. Anything at all. Anything at all. Not just shoes. Not just clothes. Cars. Houses. Anything at all. If you can believe it, you shall have whatsoever you say. Let somebody shout amen. What a word. What a word. What? Is there any whosoever here? I said, is there any whosoever here? I can't hear you. Is there any whosoever here? Ask your neighbor, are you whosoever? Ask him, are you whosoever? Amen. Whosoever means you can put your name there. Is there anybody who believes in God for whatsoever? 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 Is it a husband? Is it a wife? Is it a child? Is it a house? Is it a car? Is it a mega church? Whatsoever you shall have, whatsoever you say. Yay! 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 I'm preaching so well. I said I'm preaching so well. Oh yes, I'm telling somebody something. You shall have it. You shall have it. I see angels with passes in their hands. Angels with passes in their hands. Ready for whosoever. Who shall say whatsoever. There's a parcel with your name on it. May you not miss your blessing. May you not miss your blessing. May you not miss your blessing. In the name of Jesus. What a word. Sit down. I love it. I love it. I love it. Mountain movers. You don't move mountain by a crane. You don't move mountain by what are the machines that you're going high? Backhoe or excavator. You move mountains with your words. You move mountains with your words. You move problems with your words. You move diseases with your words. You move issues with your words. This mountain. Speak to the mountain, not about the mountain. Oh Lord, my wife is worrying me. Speak to that. I rebuke every spirit of worry in Jesus' name. What a word. What a word. Are you there? Are you blessed? I think it's a great blessing. I see you walking into your miracles. I declare to you tonight, I speak to everybody tonight, you shall have whatsoever you say. You shall have whatsoever you say. You shall have whatsoever you say. From today, don't shut up. Speak. Speak. May you be a speaking believer. A speaking believer. You don't, and don't speak doubt. Speak faith. Speak about healing. Speak about health. Speak about God's provision. Speak about prosperity. Speak about a mega church. Speak about your bustle that is working. Speak about a big zone. Speak about God blessing you. Speak faith. Speak faith. You shall have whatsoever you say. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, are you whosoever? Are you sister whosoever? Are you sister whosoever? Ask him. Or are you brother whosoever? Ask him or her. Do you have whatsoever? Whatsoever around you? Whatsoever? Oh, tell him, speak to it. 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 Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Look at another. Sit down. Let me give you. I said two. Let me give you one more. Is it okay to give you one more scripture? Wow. I feel blessed. My life is changing. I'm doing well. I said I'm doing well. I don't know about you, but I'm doing well. You also say I'm doing well. Psalm 2 and verse 7. Psalm 2. My Jesus. Nobody will be a failure. I disallow you from failing. In the name of Jesus. Can you read Psalm 2 verse 7? All right. Everybody read it with me. Ready, go. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day I have. May you declare a decree. You know, say declare. And that means that make a statement. Declare a decree. Amen. It's like parliament, they pass legislation. You too, with your mouth, you declare. I know they declare a decree. Declare a decree. What a shock. Declare. Mercy. Declare a decree. Amen. I will declare the decree. I will declare the decree. I will declare the decree. I'm sure you struggle to say it. I will declare. I know where you come from. I will declare the decree. Amen. I will declare the decree. What is the decree of the Lord? What has God decreed? May you declare the decree. May you declare the decree. Tell your neighbor, declare the decree. Listen to whether the person is saying it right to you. I said what? Declare the... Hey, Charles, I'm watching you. Hallelujah. Declare the decree. The decree says, by his stripes, you are healed. The decree says, my God shall provide all my needs. That is the decree. But you must now declare the decree. Hallelujah. The decree says, let the poor say I am rich. So you must declare the decree. Are you still in church? Are you still in church? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? What did the decree say? You shall be above and not be beneath. So you must do what? Declare the decree. Amen. Oh, I feel blessed preaching. I feel blessed preaching. any situation you find yourself in, a decree has been made. So all you've got to do is to set the decree and declare the decree. Amen. Declare the decree. The decree says you are blessed and highly favored. So you must what? Somebody declare, I am blessed and highly favored. Declare the decree. Declare the decree concerning your job, concerning your home. I am blessed, highly favored. I am blessed, highly favored. I am blessed. Hallelujah. Bible says, you shall be above. Can I talk to anybody here? In your exam, you shall be above. In your workplace, you shall be above. And you shall not be beneath. Somebody declare the decree right now. Say, I am above. I am not beneath. I am above. I am above. I am not beneath. Declare the decree. Declare the decree. Declare the decree. Declare the decree. Kotoka, declare the decree. Declare the decree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah wrote and said that by his stripes ye are healed. But Peter wrote and said that by his stripes ye were healed. Can you declare the decree that I am healed? I am healed. I was healed. And now I'm healed. I was healed. I am healed. I was healed. I am healed. Declare the decree right now concerning your family, concerning your children, concerning your home, concerning your health. Declare the decree. Declare the decree. Declare. But he was. Hallelujah. Declare the decree. Come on, shout amen. Are you here or gone home? So now let me give you final scripture. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see, may your words not trap you. May your words rather propel you. I said, may you not speak words that will trap you, because people are snared or trapped by their words. In my family, nobody marries. In my family, no marriage works. In my family, nobody built a house. You are snared or trapped by your words. But I'm saying that don't let your words trap you. Let your words rather propel you. Amen. Let your words do what? Propel you. Like a propeller. Let your words rather push you forward. Some of us are always being trapped by our words. Being trapped by our words. My wife is a witch. Yes. My husband is an animal. That's why he bites, he slaps you by heart. Because you are trapped by your words. You are snared. Snared. Me, I don't know whether I'll get this job. You are trapped by your words. Rather, I said, don't let your words trap you. Let your words do what? Propel you. Push you forward. Say to yourself, me, I have a good job. My marriage is very good. I have a very, very good wife. I have a very good husband. My children are so blessed. My children excel in school. Don't say that this my child is dull. He's dull. He doesn't know mathematics. Your child is not dull. Because when you speak, you are trapping yourself with your words. Amen. Are you there? I said, don't let your words do what trap you. Let your words propel you. Amen. Are you here? Go home. Let your words do what? Propel you. Push you forward. Push you forward. Push you forward. But the things you say, don't look in them and say, me, I'm so ugly. Yeah, look at my ears. If I compare my ears to Lady Pastor Messi's ears, how didn't God give me these ears? Hey! So we are looking at your ears, so can you believe it? What a shock. So if you ladies, you are good at comparing yourself and running yourself down. Ladies, yes, you should change. No, you are good at, ladies are good at running themselves down. Run themselves down. You mean if I was as beautiful as this one, why didn't God make me a little fair? The fair one said, God didn't go make me a little dark. That's why the white people are turning themselves, making themselves dark. and the white people, black, are also operating him to make themselves fair. What a shock. Ladies are good at trapping themselves with negative words. Hey, as for me, I don't know what when I get married, though. Everybody's getting married. Hey, don't say that. Say, bless God, is there. My Saturday is also coming. When you hear somebody getting married, don't sit there and say, oh, it's their Saturday, but me too, my Saturday is coming. You must say it. When you do that, you are propelling yourself. And then you are propelling yourself with your words. Am I talking to anybody here? Yeah. Don't compare yourself and run yourself down negatively. I wish I was as intelligent as this person. You may not be so good in one area, but you're good in other areas that others also like to be there. Amen. Yeah, you're good in science. I'm also good in arts. If you're tall, I'm also short. You cannot have to. If you're fat, I'm also slim. I mean, there's something you can bless God for. Don't let anybody intimidate you. You're too fat. You also say you're too slim. What a shock. You're too dark. You're too fair. I'm preaching. That's all. You've got to bless God for how God has made you and say the right things. Amen. Bible says in the book of Ezekiel, God asked Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? Anybody with dry bones in your life, today you can speak to the dry bones. I said today you are going to speak to the dry bones. If you have some dry bones around you, dry situations around you, you organize busing meeting, nobody comes. Your bustle is dry. Your zone is dry. Your finances are dry. Your marriage is dry. Your pocket is dry. Can these dry bones live? Did you see it? He says, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered and said, oh Lord God, thou knowest. Some of you came to church this evening with some dry situations around you. You don't know how things are going to change. You don't know what is going to happen. God is asking, can these dry bones live? Can these bones live? And now God told Ezekiel, there's one thing to do to bring these bones alive. Speak. Somebody say, speak. Put it there. Again, he said, oh, you dry. He said, and again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say, and do what? And do what? I didn't hear you. And do what? And do what? Paul, and do what? Say unto them, not about them. Unto them, not about the bones, but to the bones. Say unto them, all ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Today, tell that situation, hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Stand to your feet, everybody. My Jesus. My Jesus. Are you ready to speak to dry bones? Do you have some dry bones around? You cannot see anybody with some dry situation, dry condition, dry pocket, dry busing meeting, dry zone, dry job, dry mind, dry relationship, dry around you. Can you speak to the dry bones? I read you to the dry bones. You want to say to dry bones, from today, you shall live. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. And the Bible says that, and when Ezekiel prophesied, the bones which were scattered, they all came together. I see the bones coming together. I see the bones coming together. Come on, shout amen. Lift your right hand. Say, I'm valuable. Come on, say, I'm valuable. Now, put your hands down. Some of you ladies, you don't know you are valuable. That's why any man can take you for granted. That's why anybody can push you around. Lift your hand and say, I'm valuable. Say, I'm very, very valuable. Are you saying like you believe it? Say, I'm very valuable. Hallelujah. Now say, I'm very intelligent. I am very intelligent. I am not dull. I am intelligent. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? Now say after me, I am enjoying life. Oh, say it like you believe it. Say it one more time. Do you believe that you're going to enjoy life as you speak? Hallelujah. Say it one more time, I'm enjoying my life. Now listen, if you are single, you must say, I'm enjoying my life as a single person. If you are married, I'm enjoying my life as a married person. When you marry, you enjoy your life as a married person. When your mother, come and say, I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying my life. Hallelujah. Do you know that some single ladies, they are waiting till they marry before they start enjoying their life. And there are some married people, they are waiting for their wife to go, leave them so they can enjoy their lives. What a shock. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Some single ladies are waiting. Oh, when I marry, how I will dress. You have bought something that you wear when you marry. Start wearing some nice things now. Amen. Some married men are waiting. The day my wife will go, how I will enjoy. Say, I am enjoying my life right now. Say, I'm enjoying my life in the church. Say, I'm happy to belong to this church. I'm enjoying my friendship in the church. Are you saying like you believe it or you are joking? Ask your neighbor, I don't know about you. But I'm enjoying my life here in the church. I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying myself. I'm happy to be here. I'm blessed to be here. I'm enjoying my life in the ministry. I'm enjoying my life this time. Hey, you are saying like you believe it. So if you are not saying it, hallelujah. Tell your neighbor again. I'm enjoying. I'm very, very happy. I'm very, very happy. I'm very, very happy. It's a confession. It's a confession. Your life is going in that direction. 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 Come on, shout, yeah. Hallelujah. Give seven people high five. Tell them, I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying. Give them high like you believe it. I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying my life. I tell you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now lift your right hand and say, my future is bright. Come on, say, my future is bright. My future is not dull. My future is not risky. Say, my future is very bright. My tomorrow is very bright. Say, tomorrow shall be better than today. I declare the decree. Tomorrow is bright. Tomorrow is better. Tomorrow is glamorous. Tomorrow is wonderful. Believe it, give the Lord a shout. Yay! 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 Hallelujah. Now say, my destiny is good. My destiny is very good. My destiny is very good. Some of you said that the region I come from, nobody does well. Our destiny. I said, declare that my destiny is very good. Are you saying like you believe it? Do you believe it? Your destiny is very good. I say your destiny is very good. Your destiny is very good. Give the Lord a clap. Hallelujah. Now tell your neighbor, I'm wealthy. I'm wealthy. I'm very wealthy. I am doing well financially. Tell him, I pay my tithes all the time. I pay my tithes all the time. That is why I'm doing well financially. I'm doing well financially. I am wealthy. You see, those of you who are not saying it, you don't believe it. Say, I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I am wealthy. Hallelujah. Now say, I have the favor of God. I have the favor of God. Do you believe it? Say, I have the favor of God. Everywhere I go, I am favored. Everywhere I go, God brightens my way. Everywhere I go, people bless me. Because I have the favor of God. I have the favor of God. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I'm full of energy. Tell him, I'm full of energy. I'm full of energy. Tell him, I'm not retiring now. I'm not retiring now. I have energy. I'm full of energy to serve God. I'm full of energy to shout. I'm full of energy to bless God. I'm full of energy. I'm full of energy. I'm full of energy. I'm full of energy. Yay! 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 Hallelujah! Amen. I said amen. I see you full of energy. I see you full of energy. I see you full of energy. Serving the Lord. Loving the Lord. Now tell me, but I'm very loyal. I'm very loyal. I'm not an orangu. I'm not an orangu. I'm loyal. Very loyal. I'm faithful. I'm dependable. Amen. Now listen, if you are not married, tell the person that anybody who marries me is very blessed. Say it like you believe it. Anybody who marries me is very blessed. If you are married, say my husband or my wife is very blessed. Say it. Say it. If you are married, say my husband is very blessed. My wife is very blessed because she's married to me. Oh, if you are not married, say anybody who marries me is very blessed. Frimpies, you believe it? I've said, do you believe it up there? Come on, shout amen. Hallelujah. What a word. What a word. What a word. Tell your neighbor, I have a good personality. Tell, I have a good personality. Tell him like you believe. I have a good personality. Tell him, I'm a very nice person. I am a very nice person. Listen to me. Listen to me. Some of you who have told you that you are nasty. You are not nice. But today, you are changing your confession. Say, I'm a nice person. I'm a nice person. I have a good temperament. I am a nice guy. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord. Can I give you a last one? Tell neighbor, I have a nice bishop. 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 I have a very nice bishop. Yay! 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 Give the Lord a shout and a clap. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your two hands up high and thank the name of the Lord right now. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I honor you.
Rekandulibo Kalababa Kiara Babadea, Rikalababando, Tamakalaba Sandala, Ralebe Mekandala Brashandelia, Rikimaburu Shanda
Korabashakaba,
Rikalababandi,
Rikalaba
Shanda Babada Bahandi,
Rikalababanda
Rabashanda Baha,
Rikababanda
Kandibi,
Rikababababa,
Rakalabo Shanda
Baba,
Rakalababa.
We thank you. We thank you.
Victory.
In every area. Victory. In every area. Victory. Victory.
Yes, Lord.
Victory.
Victory. Hallelujah.
We sing a song. Victory is mine.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Go tell Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Go tell Satan, get thee behind.
Victory today is
come on, sing it.
Victory
everybody sing
is
it.
Mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Go tell Satan, get thee behind. Victory today.
One more time. Come on.
Victory is mine.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine.
Go tell Satan.
Go tell Satan.
Get TBI. Victory today.
One more time.
Victory
come on,
is mine.
Victory is mine.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Go tell Satan.
Go tell Satan.
Get the
for the very last time.
Victory
come on, sing
is
it.
Mine.
Victory is
victory.
Mine.
Victory, victory today.
Go tell Satan,
get thee
behind.
Oh, victory today is mine.
Hallelujah. Do you believe it? You are walking out of here victorious. You are walking out of here as more than a conqueror. Catherine, are you there? You are walking out of here blessed. You are walking out of here favored. You're walking out here with the strength of God. Amen. Bow your heads with me. Father, thank you so much for today. There are people that are walking in victory. Walking in victory. Walking in total victory. Walking in total victory. I pray that you bless them. And may we walk under your covering. May we speak your word. And may we see mountains move out. And go into the sea because we believe in our hearts. I bless you tonight and I give you the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. You may be seated. Amen.
Wow. I believe you have been blessed by the word of God today. I believe God has spoken to you and you have learned wonderful lessons for your life today. If you want to reach me, you can always call these numbers 0234-799-111. Again, 0234-799-111. Or you can also call 0279-747-173. That number again is 0279-747-173. If you call and the numbers are busy, please keep calling. Or you can also send a text to these numbers. You can also send me a message on Facebook, Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Or if you want to send a mail, you can also send it to bishopsaki@gmail.com. On Sundays, you can find me at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. The Kadesh is located on the Broadcasting Road on the way to Kaswa. You don't get to the Kaswa toll. It is towards the left. You ask anybody, where is the Broadcasting Road? Now, if you come up a little bit, you're going to find a beautiful tent, a huge tent. That is where the Kadesh is. Make the time and visit us at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International, the tent on fire. I tell you, we're having exciting and amazing times in the presence of the Lord. You will be so happy, so blessed, and so inspired. I'll be there to meet you on Sundays, 8:30 in the morning till evening. I'm there all the time. I love you, and keep listening, and we'll see you at the Kadesh, the tent on fire. God bless you.
Let the believers say, hey, amen.